Hello and welcome to the Useless Wisdom Podcast, a comedically philosophical podcast with life stories, thought-provoking jacker, Jesus fucking Christ! I'm just gonna, all right, whatever.
You want me to read it?
Basically, we're the only place you come when you want to get your mind off of some dumb shit and onto some other different dumb shit. All right, fuck. Last episode, I shit myself on a 4-hour-long car ride with Carrie, Jamie, and Brandon had to sit and deal with it. Brandon also shared the life-threatening story of the backwoods wrong turn road trip to buy a puppy from Hillbilly Jim. But that's not today, because today we have Brandon, who you're probably getting tired of seeing by now. I know I'm sick of his shit. Brad, better known as Hick Rapper Kid, or Wesley himself.
Wesley Dean. What are you going by now?
Wesley himself.
Oh, I thought it was Brad.
Hick Rapper Kid.
Hick Rapper.
And Ayo, who is also an artist.
Ayo.
But not like a painting artist, like a musician.
Yeah.
A rapper artist.
And shit.
Whatever.
I just want to point this out. He had to script all that out, even the pauses where he thinks he was being funny. He's literally got dots, like, waiting for somebody to laugh before he says the next thing. I'm just going to point that out. But hey, he's a professional. That's what, I mean, Joe Rogan, that's what all of them do. So,
that's just what I heard.
Yeah.
It's called appreciation pauses.
Yeah. So, all right, we're going to get started. We've been podcasting for the last hour, but we just now hit record. So, I want you to introduce yourself, and we can kind of get that started. Brad, you should probably go first.
And you don't have to get super close to the mic, but just semi-close.
Like about this far.
Yeah.
Aim your vocals.
Well, I'm Brad. That's about it.
Hick Rapper Kid.
He's Wesley himself. I'm Ayo Kid Classic, the Prince of the DMV, King Ayo. CEO at Studio Fiend Music. Brand ambassador of Wisdom Court. Shout out to Gandhi. I mean, Ponce de Leon, Huey Mack, DJ Yami. You know, all the ones still doing it up here, carrying a weight up in Morgantown in this area. Yeah, appreciate the time you guys are giving me right now.
All right, so I heard you name off a couple people that are rappers around here. Who would you say the best rapper of West Virginia is?
That's a technical question, because it all depends on if you mean born and raised in West Virginia or reside.
Born and raised.
Well, I don't think Ayo know who was born here, who moved here. That's not a question
you know
he
I mean?
Can answer.
Like, I gotta, you know, go through there.
If they identify.
Let me get some background checks, and then I'll let you know. But more or less, I'll say one of the prominent artists around here that's from around here would be like TK Blockstar. Mm. TK Blockstar, who was doing, and it's not even just for her artistry, her music, you know what I mean, being her a musician, it's the fact that she does the drives every year, mm-hmm. where she's giving backpacks to all the kids, school supplies every year to make sure they have, like, she did 1,000 backpacks this year, bro, like, she's record-breaking.
More than a rapper, yeah, more than just,
you know what artist. I mean, so, like, when it comes down to an artist that I respect that's actually, like, reaching, like, important people or public, mm-hmm. it would be TK Blockstar. Most popular artist around here would probably be Kenya Gandhi. He's like, I hear about him from DC to Morgantown. Ponce de Leon, you know what I mean? He's in Cali. He's coming up here killing stuff. He Mac, he need to get on this stuff. I said that. Yeah, Ayo said that. Get on your shit. But
it seems like for a while he was hitting it.
He was hit.
It's gotten
after
flat.
Like, yeah, after you, I say like
West Virginia to Worldwide. Yet. Like that blew up, and
he
then
just, yeah, he just let it out. He just let that go.
Well, he had a song on the one album.
I don't remember. Did he have a song on a video game?
I think yeah. I think he did. Was it with Mike Studd?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it was one with Mike Studd. He had another one. Who was it? Was it Twista? I think he did a song with Twista.
He did a song with
Twista. Okay. And then ever since then, it's just
fluctuate. You need to drive some hits, Huey. Hit me up. AOK Classic, the Prince of DMV. Hit me up. I got the hits. If you haven't seen Hop Out, check it out. Shot by Freeland Films. He's up in Fairmont. It was recorded by Patrick Hall and Imperial Records. Shout out to Imperial Records. They're killing shit too. Anything you want hot, mastered all that is Patrick Hall. Promise you that. He's puts his foot in the door when it comes to putting together big shows. The Montana 300, the Lil Sky show. He was the one that mixed down all the sound sets, all the sound quality. He was the sound. Like, so appreciate you for making me sound as good as you make these motherfuckers sound.
You know what I'm saying? But
That's my opinion on the artists that are doing things up here. I haven't been up here doing a lot of shows. I will be doing a show August 1st up at the Bar and Grill. Shout out to Jerry Cowell, you know what I mean, for putting me on. So you'll see me up here.
Sam, what about you, Brad?
What, an artist here?
Yeah, like just like who do you listen most around here? Other than yourself. I know you'd be sitting in the car. It's like, man, I ain't listen to nobody else right. but Wesley himself. We just gonna throw this on right quick. But
before he answers,
don't nobody grab an ox. If Brad's in the vehicle, it's popping.
We're listening to himself.
I say AO, definitely.
Before, I listen to him a lot. Well, I think he self-identifies as like a. You don't have that.
Yeah, I don't have just, the demographic.
You are who you are.
Like, I'm the prince of the DMV because I started in the DMV area, the DC, Maryland. I started in Montgomery County, actually, like, solidifying, releasing music. But, like, I've, as you see, like, I love West Virginia. I got it tatted on my chest. DMWV. Not DMV, it's DMWV. Because, like, this is a part of me. Like, I grew in this area to the artistry that I am. So, like, I really can't say. I'm an East Coast rapper, I guess you can say. Like, I rap this whole East Coast. Like,
you'll go wherever. Yeah. You don't care where it is.
Yeah, I originated from Baltimore City. You wouldn't guess it, but.
You don't sound like it.
Nah, exactly.
You just sound like.
Yeah.
You don't have an accent. Like, right. You're really just.
Bro, people say it, like, from different areas. They be like, oh, shit, you sound like you're from Baltimore. Some people be like, oh, you sound country. Like, I go to Baltimore, and they're like, why you sound so like country?
You know, yeah. Like,
I don't know. I think I just talk proper. I'm just comfortable within my own
stuff. That's what I hear. I don't hear anything.
Like. But some people say this, that, and the other. I go to North Carolina, they like, man, you sound like you don't have no accent, like you said. But it's just all on perspective. But I represent music, like you said. Like, it's not even about the demographic. Like, I can tell you where I was from. I can tell you where I was raised. But I grew up in so many different areas. Mm. I've learned so many different walks of life. I can't be like, I'm this, I'm that, I'm that. Like, music is not, it's not like that. It's not ranged like that. You know what I'm saying? You can't say, oh, I'm a pop artist because I'm from this area, or I'm a rapper because I'm from this area.
It doesn't matter where you're from.
Right, right.
That's you are who you are. Be yourself.
As West Virginia rappers. Upchurch, beast, bro. You know what I mean? Rapping West Virginia, he ain't got to say nigga one time, and he's still beast. Mm-hmm. So it don't matter where you're from to be.
It's a crutch.
Yeah, that's just an excuse. Like, because I can do country music. I can probably do country music better than Darius Rucker. And they look at me like I'm crazy because I'm from Baltimore, and that's not acceptable.
It don't matter. It's all about what you want to do.
It's about what's in your heart. How do you express yourself?
Oh, I think you do a pretty good job with your music. Like we were talking about before,
bruh.
Expressing who you are.
Yeah, but I make action rap.
I don't think there's a lot of known about how you grew up.
Oh, look, let me put it like this. You wouldn't see it, but now at this point in time, people would say, oh, I'm a token. And people say, oh, he sounds so this, that, and the other. Nah, I'm a military brat. My mom works in the jail. She was in the Navy for 18 years. She got me out of Baltimore City. But in the city, I was robbed. My dad got his eyes shot out. Yeah, he only got one of those straight up. Yeah, you know I mean, like he was about to get killed for like $12 because they came up on him at the apartment and tried to rob him. He wasn't trying to give him the money. He gave him the money. They seen he had $12 still try to take him around the corner. Like, I've seen, like, people getting smashed through windows and stuff because all they do outside is they fight and smash each other in the cars. People ran through my house because my aunt, you know what I mean, she dealing with so many motherfuckers that they got mad and they just run through the house, grab her up and shit like that. Talking about you, Aunt Keisha. But I'm serious, bro. Then I come to areas where I can leave my doors unlocked all day. You know what I mean? And nothing happened. Like, I've gone to places where it's curfews. You can't go out after 9 o'clock. Like, I was in MoCo, Montgomery County, you know, Gaithersburg, all that area right near D.C. where, like, the lockdowns wasn't just saying hypothetically, like, the cops would get you if you was out past 10 o'clock. You can't be outside because they're going to make sure you have your ID. And if you don't have your ID, they're going to escort you home because Montgomery County is one of those high prestigious areas. They don't want you to be unsightly, unseemly. Like, you couldn't show your pants. I couldn't even have my shirt off half the time, type deal. because of my tattoos. You know what I'm saying? So
even though you don't have anything offensive, it's just the concept of wanting to upkeep their
egg just because of the perception. Exactly.
Do you agree with that to an extent? Or do you don't, think-
but at the same time, like, they didn't want it to be, I guess, heathenish.
So you kind of agree with the intent, but you feel like they went too far?
They carried it. They handled it way too. They just put too much emphasis on the visual versus the people itself. Because you can look at somebody and look, oh, he looks like he has the potential to rob you or has the potential to do this and the other. And then the whole time, this guy's like a valedictorian.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
and I've seen it.
Images are overblown.
Perception. Yeah. Because of media. Media controls that. Media hurting, all this stuff. Oh, even the riots going on now, that's media hurting. Because technically, you guys weren't the racist ones who were slave owners. That's 1%ers.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with the broke freaking people of America. We're all broke Americans. We are endangered servitude. When we came over here, we had to pay taxes. Mm-hmm. All of us. All of us. Only a few of us came with money. So for them to try to separate us and have us rioting and fighting because, oh, supposedly you guys don't respect black people or supposedly it's all about the white man when it's really about the 1% is media hurting. It's to control so us to be blindsided versus actually coming together. Yeah. They don't want
until
us
to there's come love, together. There's going
to
be hate.
Yeah, they don't want us to come together because they don't. They know like we control the masses. Mm-hmm. If 99% of the people came together and was like, let's take over the federal government, they could not stop us.
No.
They could not stop
us. Do you think that the riots that the media are covering and stuff, do you think that they're actually, you know, as prevalent as they are, or do you think that it's just overblown?
I'm going to keep it real. We were supposed to have, we had a, in Cumberland, we had a rally. No violence. Small as shit. Small. Real small, and I didn't make it in a block. And they made it so big because it was just because it was a riot to do with Black Lives Matters versus it being just a protest against cop violence. Mm-hmm.
Police brutality.
And that's what I hate. That I personally, as a black man, hate Black Lives Matter. It's stupid. Mm-hmm. Because when you start to separate and put color into it, you forget that the person who did it, it don't have nothing to do with color. It was an Asian man up there that let it go down too. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of other races in there that allowed that shit to go down. Minorities and all. So it's not racial. It's fucking cultural. It's cop culture. Cop control.
That reminds me.
No matter black, white, there's black cops.
Mm-hmm. There's white cops, Asian
they
cops.
They still
Hispanic.
Dickheads, bro.
Yeah. Anybody can act like that.
Y'all not cool because y'all black, bro. Y'all still suck too. Like flat out, cops suck. They do. That's how they were bred. They're made, they're groomed to feel a prejudice to a certain degree of people. Hipsters, gangsters, token. It don't matter. If you look a certain way, you have money on you. They want to reach a quota. If you look like you got some type of money or you are into money, selling drugs, buy drugs. They want to get you. We all look like
they assume you got something.
Yeah. And then we all fit the category. You look like you can buy drugs. You look like you can sell drugs. They gonna get you too, so it don't matter. Like people have to think about
it's
that.
Profiling, it's and profiling. That they have to do it. It's a necessary evil.
Yeah, they're groomed to do that. Like I'm a firefighter. I was in Seneca, in Montgomery County, working with cops who had blue guns to train on how to give tickets to old people. Mm-hmm. Wow, I'm learning how to tie off and roll through fire, like burning buildings and simulations. Like their job,
that's their
is,
training.
Yeah, that's their training. That's what cops learn how to do. They learn how to profile who is the most likely to be a criminal, mm-hmm. who is the ones to look out for, what signs, driving patterns, because they go off our driving pattern. If you're going too fast, if you're swerving, if you don't stop completely before making a turn, those are the traits that they go off of because that's the excuse for them to pull you over, mm-hmm. reckless driving, or you didn't stop on the line. There's anything to question how you mm-hmm. or as a person are. That's why I don't, you know what I mean? I don't ever categorize what cops would do to who. Yeah, they'll do it to whoever. Yeah, it don't matter. It don't matter. Because then again, there's people who they'll pull over. And I know people who pay off cops that's from the streets. Mm-hmm. Straight gangsters on papers. Mm. On paper, snitching. So what does that mean? Don't matter if you black, white, gangster. It matter about the money. Mm. And that's what the 1% has. It's all about the money.
So, Brad, you're another one. I feel like, you know, you try to do a good job of representing your emotions on your music and stuff, but a lot of people don't really know how you grew up.
Trailer trash type shit, pretty much.
I wouldn't call your family trailer trash, Brad. I think your family is wonderful. They
might see this on Facebook. You want to step back?
They're nice. Yeah, they're definitely nice.
I love you, Mama Kim.
Yeah, I love your mom.
Yeah, she's cool.
So, like, do you feel like you grew up here your entire life, right? You never lived anywhere else.
Nah.
So you're almost polar opposites with AO, where, like, he moved around. He's seen it all. You... Or here, this is all you know.
Yeah.
You know, you might go to Morgantown or something, but you're not moving to Maryland. You're not shaking in Virginia. You're doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
So, like, how do you feel about the perception of a small town versus what we are as a small town? Because I think when people hear West Virginia rural town, they think cows along the road.
Right,
there's, you know, the farms, are, tractors like, really on the
nice
road.
They're nice.
That is part of the perception, is everybody's going to be nice. And that is, I think we have. But they're not seeing the meth getting moved. Yeah, they're not seeing the drugs coming in from Detroit. Like, they're not seeing
that. We got some hoods. We got some ghettos up here. It gets crazy up here, just like in the city. That's what I realized. Like, even though it's not the same ghetto, it is ghetto areas, like
the definition is the same.
Yeah, they call it trailer trash and all that. It's the struggle, flat out. Ain't fucking ghetto or trashy. It's we struggling out the mud. You feel me? We're both getting it from we taking care of ourselves. We got no heat in our house. You know what I mean? We gotta use fucking charcoal, fucking
kerosene heaters, opening the stove up and running the stove. You know what I mean?
Our pipes is frozen and shit like that. Trust me, like it's the same.
It's a different.
It's a different, but at the same time, it's the same.
It's a different elevator on the same floor.
Right. Yeah, that's a good way.
The makeup's different. Bro, same woman like, with a different makeup.
Down in Cumberland, man, and they won't fix the shit. So I'll be happy enough just to be like, oh, I think I can do, you know, I can do this. But they won't allow you to do it there.
You need permits and certifications.
Yeah, they're not going to let me licensing. Take all my PVC out and do that. They're losing money. You know what I'm saying? They lost it. I don't need you no more. Let me go ahead and put my money in escrow so you can go ahead and fix it or not get paid.
Well, there's another issue. Like, you were like, I bet I can do it. You do it. You do it right. There's, you know, Billy Bob down there. I bet you I can do it. And then his trailer falls apart. Right. That's where, like, maybe the licensing to an extent.
Right. But some people have to. That's one thing that, West Virginia has that Maryland doesn't have. Like, it gives you the experience of living, like, actually taking care of yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to have to get it from knowledge, not from someone else's resources, which is where Maryland is. Everyone is a resource, but you have to get it from someone else, where here,
they'll teach you instead of you paying them.
You become the resource. Yeah. You become the one that can fix it and take care of this, or basically, you know what I mean, build your own house from scratch. Like, I learned a lot of shit up here, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't be able to take care of my cars or take care of my house the way I do if I didn't come up here and I had my own trailer and they was like, well, you know, you got to do that shit yourself. Or, you know what I mean?
We ain't doing that for free.
Right here.
Are you going to dig your own water line? Yeah, you're going to go on YouTube and you're going to watch videos and you're going to figure out how to do it yourself.
Because, like, I've never seen people who are as well equipped to handle life from, I guess it's North Carolina. It's, the West down, like, the South gets in it. Like, the North is kind of, it's kind of controlled, bro. Like, they want, like,
New York.
And, yeah, all that shit. They would want you to get it. Yeah, they would want you to get it from somebody else who has to go through years and years of bullshit. It's basically like this. If you don't have the certificate, you don't have the validation. Mm-hmm. Versus here, if you have the knowledge, that's all that matters. Like, you can get a job and then get the certification later. Like, I could have gotten to climbing trees and trimming if I knew how to do it. And then they're like, oh, he's a tree climber and certified me in machinery and shit like that after the fact. There, it's all about paperwork.
So did you see where Trump, he issued an executive order of, or a federal order or whatever?
I don't think it was an order. I think he passed a policy. It's more of a policy than an order.
Well, either way, he made it where federal jobs no longer require a degree. It's based on merit.
No, it's not that it doesn't require. They're like, say if you have a degree, but you've been doing it for 10 years, you're going to be more likely to get it instead of you.
So it's all about experience now versus actually.
Do you think it's a good idea?
I think that's a great idea. I feel like
it puts the rat race in place. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It still makes it so you have to earn it versus just going through the schematics of, oh, well, I went to school. Because people can cheat in school.
Yeah, you're right.
Nick, put test answers on your hand. Like, I know it. Like, there's
100,000 in debt.
That right there puts you, like, I understand the debt. I don't appreciate the debt thing because I know, like, my producer lives in Sweden and they don't have debt for college. They pay for your college. Yeah, dude. And I'm like, why are we not like that in America? Why?
Why don't we have free healthcare?
It's the power.
There's too much money lost.
Yeah, dude. Like, they're not going to allow us to get the power to be millionaires unless we pay in.
Mm-hmm. $1 million.
$1 million. Yeah. That's college.
You might make $1 million, but you're going to pay $2 million.
Right. That's what college is all about, mm-hmm. dude. Like, that's why, like, you have to get these certifications to get these good jobs. And then you have to go through help. Like, it's hard for us to get unionship down there, dude. Like, mm-hmm. I was working at UPS for years. Still, I didn't work 30 days within the 60 days to get my unionship. But I can drive a forklift, load, unload a truck within an hour. I can do anything they say. I work too fast. Like, anything they ask me to do,
but you
I
don't
do.
Deserve a union. Yeah, you don't deserve
dude.
It.
Like, I shouldn't be fighting to get unionship when, like, it's something that Should I already natural. Earned. Yeah, I already earned that, you know? But I go to another job, and I'm making $22
an hour. Walk through the door with it.
Bro, like, it's just crazy. It's just all about the areas, how they perceive you, how they, like, what they expect from you, and the money they have in that area. Like, it's certain areas where they don't want to allow people to take their jobs because they don't have a lot of opportunities. Mm. And then there's some places where, like, shit, we got people coming in and out the door.
Keep going. Yeah. Like, got, yeah. You'll man. Be gone in a month and I'll have somebody else in your place.
We got people coming in all the time. So, like, I feel like when it comes to schooling, it don't matter about the schooling if you're learning from your job experience.
So, like, it can be offset. I feel not like necessarily that the degree is useless, but
I feel like it's like, yeah, like you said, they're one and the same. Mm. Like,
so, like, 4 years in school might be equal to
6 to 8 years.
Five to 8 years in doing it. Because you're going to come out with the same knowledge at the end of the day.
Unless that you're going for like a managerial position, which, or put it like this, a corporate position. Uh-huh. Like, if you're learning about the whole controls of the function of the business itself, which is a different mindset than being able to control
your team.
Your team, exactly. Then I get it.
Maybe you should, if you don't have to go to college, you should have a certification.
Yeah, you still should be on that course. Field. You need to still get your feet dirty, get your hands dirty, get used to that stuff, even if you're going to be the one telling us cutting out checks.
You still need to get You should at least know what it's like.
Exactly.
And that's why shows like Undercover Boss, that's why they're so popular, because they're not doing that.
Undercover Boss is the shit.
Like,
it's the best, bro, because they are dealing with these people's true.
And then they learn. And, like, with me, I always fantasize about it, because, like, man, if the CEO of my company came to my store. This show's ending in the first half hour.
He's shutting it down.
The first time he sees me sawing off a pallet while it's up there on a forklift, he's shutting the show down. People are getting fired. Yeah, you know. Right.
He's like, you ain't got gloves on. You ain't got no eye protection on. Or that's how we, you know what I mean?
Like,
we're not always doing things on.
No, you can't.
But
and you can't.
How can you tell somebody with 14 years of experience, like, oh, you're disqualified from being an employee here because you don't wear goggles. Or
you forgot goggles one time. Now, if you're not wearing them at all, it's like, well, you've been here for 14 years. You should know to wear your goggles. Right. But if, like, you made a mistake and you get canned, if you've been here for 14 days and you make that same mistake, you should be out
the
door.
Well, that's how I feel about the at-will hire and fire that they instated. Like, you can get fired at any point in time for any reason.
I could not like your glasses. Bye. Yeah,
goodbye. Like, oh, you're too short. Oh, man, you smile too much. Like, that's the scariest thing to think about. That's why I don't go for jobs for retirement, 401k. I go to jobs that pay me a nice lump sum, and then they'll give me, like, a layoff, unemployment for a little bit, and I go back to that job. Mm-hmm. Because, like, we're not going to get pension.
No, we're not going to live. We're not going to be. Either we're not going to live there, or they're not going to have it. It's not going to be there.
Social Security.
The money's not going to be there. Retirement. We got 40, 50, 60 years.
And they say that was one of the reasons why the pandemic happened in the first place, because they're trying to get rid of all the baby boomers so they don't have to pay out Social Security. Mm-hmm. Think about it.
I think it's something to say that, like, you know, Trump, one of the most important, the most important person in America.
Clever motherfucker.
He doesn't wear his mask 99.9% of the time. And he's 70 years old.
I haven't seen a picture or video. Well, Jim Justice.
He's around people 24/7. Yeah. So I think that tells you something.
Well, they're probably all wearing masks.
About the whole...
Hypothetically, they're probably all wearing masks. He's like, you guys need to wear a mask.
You think?
But I don't need to wear one myself. I mean, he's obviously not, but I think the other ones are going to be like, this is the president. We need to protect him. Because that's what wearing your mask does. It protects the ones around you.
Right.
So I think they're going to be like, we need to wear one.
So the president is...
Yeah.
He didn't like the goat show.
Well, like, Jim's
not
like
Aang from the Avatar, bro. He got COVID.
He got it.
Like, Jim Justice is on TV talking about, if you guys don't start wearing masks, we're going to start. You're going to have to. It's like, where's your mask?
Oh, yeah.
Like, where's yours
at? Jim was not playing.
It's like, man, he's giving all these, like, you go eat some Bob Evans and shut up. Like, I don't care what you have to say. Mandate what you want. I might follow it because I don't want to go to prison, but I don't mean I like you.
I don't disagree with the mask.
I don't either. At the end of the day, if you want to work so bad, and then wear your mask and go to work.
Right.
If it means so much for you to go out to eat, put a mask on.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that wouldn't really work as much going out to eat.
Well,
but
you know what I mean? But when you get there, until you get to the table, you should wear a mask. I feel like people are getting sick. I feel like there is a pandemic. I feel like it's not that bad. I really don't think
it's being personified.
I don't like the people who are dying are people that's dying anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like statistically saying, these are people who are going to the hospital dying from natural causes, from influenza, from all these other freaking diseases. And they just
happen to have it.
No, they're just marking them COVID.
Well, yeah,
bro.
That's happened.
Yeah, they're just marking them COVID.
They get government assistance. Like they had to shut down. Let's just say New York. They had to shut down a good portion of their hospital and reserve it for COVID only patients. So they start going bankrupt, but then the government's like, well, for COVID cases, we're going to give you, $10,000. Yeah, $10,000 per
like an
patient.
Incentive to get COVID patients.
This guy goes and gets hit by a fucking bus, and he's in critical condition. He's about to die.
He coughed one time before he died.
I saw him fucking sneeze, dude. And then, he's got fucking COVID.
COVID death. Yeah. And that's how they're marking him. They want that tax write-off just like everyone else in the hospital. Because the businesses, they're getting tax write-offs, but the hospital is the only way
they don't
get it. Yeah, they're taking care of the COVID patients.
The only way to really be able to tell whether or not or how much of a problem COVID really is if they start doing, I think Colorado started doing it, where they separate, like, it's probable for them to have COVID and they died.
Well, we're doing that.
Or they were actually tested
and
they actually died.
Yeah, we're doing that too. We have the probable. They're splitting it into probable and what we have. We're not just
starting to do that.
They were doing that from the start. From the start, West Virginia's saying, we have these are probable cases. These are confirmed cases. We can't count these probable cases.
See, that's what they need to do. Like, countrywide, because I know it's not
there's separation. That's
going to
cut down on the fear. I mean, I don't know if that's a good idea, because then less people are going to wear masks.
That's why the government is media. That's what media hurling is.
Yeah.
They're making that final decision. Should we give them the whole truth or half truth?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we basically just explained right there. Like, if we don't tell them that, then maybe they won't heed our words as much. That right there is the media control.
Well, that reminds me of something. I was talking to my wife about
it. Give it to them straight.
And she said, you know, it was when the riots first started and everything popped off.
Stupid
everybody was like,
pointless.
Well, coronavirus is gone. See? And it never existed. And I said, no.
Right.
What's going on is the media has to cover what's new. The riots are happening. They can stop tomorrow.
Right.
Nobody riot ever again. The COVID ain't going to be gone tomorrow. So you got to cover what needs covered
right now.
Right
then, the top news. That's why it's called top news.
Yeah. It's if Brad shoots somebody, that's going to be a bigger story than some guy
dying from a cold.
Some guy with AIDS. Like, that AIDS ain't going away, but Brad just killed somebody.
That ain't going to happen every day type deal.
Especially around here.
Right.
Like, it's news, it pops.
Yeah, but the riots was also another part of, like, hurting. Like,
yeah.
That right there was sensitization. Yeah, bro. Like, they trying to get us to really forget what the issue is itself. Like, we had a problem with us being stuck in the house and this, that, and the other, but that was actually a good thing for us.
I didn't mind saying that. I wish I could have stayed in the house.
I think it was the best thing for us. I think all the jobs should have cut down for at least a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
Like, flat out, nobody go to work. Because I'm working with people who nose dripping,
coughing, sneezing.
Like,
bro,
they're like, he definitely has something. I don't know if it's COVID or what, but I don't want to be in that option where I was around, exposed to someone who had COVID, and then they still let him work because it was his choice. If it's something that we need to deal with, we need to deal with it completely. Like, if we're going to deal with it half-assed, then guess what? We're going to get half-assed results.
Well, my job, if they think you have it, you get sent home.
That's good.
There is no, if you got symptoms of it, if you got one symptom, you got a headache, we're sending you home for at least 3 days.
Right. To confirm. Just to confirm.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We got to cut the camera and start again. We'll see you when we get back.
Bing gang.
And we're back.
Or not, depending on whether we do a mid-roll.
Well, either way, we talked about both of your guys' past a little bit and how you were raised, but what got you started rapping?
Oh, me? I just like the I used to want to be a battle rapper. I watched 8 Mile and I wanted to I wanted to keep up with Eminem, and I really thought I could do battle rapping, and I checked out some of these battle rappers and I'm like, nah, I can't battle rap. It's not me. I can't battle rap. But I always pictured myself being on like a verse with Eminem or like, you know, my favorite artist Cassidy and stuff like that. And I was like, I could hear it. Like, man, if I could do a song with these people, I could do this. So started knowing certain beats like them, started doing remixes and crap like that, and realized like
blossoms out of that.
Yeah.
Out of a almost like a place of wanting to be as good. It's like that's your motivation.
Yeah, that's the motivation. I want them to recognize me as somebody that's in the game, not somebody that looks up to them.
You want to be their equal. You don't want to be like, I'm a fan. Never a fan is a dirty word in rap music.
Yeah, when it comes down to being an artist, like, you don't want to be recognized as a fan. You want to be recognized as someone who respects other people's talents, but you definitely want to be known for your own.
Your talent, not your fanaticism.
Yeah, not for chasing them. And you know what I mean? Because a lot of people do, like, chase their favorite artists. And, like, Big Sean, he chased Kanye until he made it. Mm-hmm. Like, he did. He rapped until he signed him, bro. That was the way he made it.
And it works. It doesn't always work. Because Dax did it with Eminem.
Exactly.
And eventually he moved away from it. But,
you're not going to. It's not going to work. And, like,
yeah, it worked for Big Sean. Who else?
Big Sean. Yeah, it's going to be a rarity for somebody. And plus, you know what I mean? You have to have the credentials. You have to have, like, a whole blueprint set up. Like, he had an album worked on that, you know what I mean? Finally famous. You know how long that was worked on? Like, 10 years before he dropped it. And what has he dropped since then?
Well, he had that, the album that had the song with Eminem. There's a couple on there that was pretty good.
But he hasn't dropped anything for me, as hot as...
No, he's not going to top it. That's the issue with dropping a debut album so good, you can't top it. That's like The Game. He dropped Documentary, should have won a Grammy.
Yeah.
Now he hasn't. He's had albums that probably should have won Grammy game over since then.
But he hasn't done... I think it's the marketing, and he was signed to, you know what I mean, Shady at that point in time. So he had the push. He had the resources to do it. Now he's just using his own resources. When he shot at, you know what I mean, shoot shots at 50 Cent, you shoot shots at a long bridge, bro.
You don't do that.
Yeah, you don't do stuff
like But that, he bro. Did it. He survived it, and he shot shots at everybody else in the game since.
Yeah, and like you said, he's made himself a character. And he's actually, like, a role model for rappers. Like,
that's you what you should aspire to be
in LA. Yeah,
the longevity should be chased.
But he definitely screwed himself industry wise.
Yeah, he could have. Well, I don't know. I don't know if he screwed, because he's still got the Drake. He's got the Drake relationship. He's still good with Kanye. Like, he, all the ones that you think he would beef with because of his ego, the beefs aren't there. Because, like, Drake, Kanye, he's cool with. Man, but when it comes to, like, the lower ones...
Because he's a real gangster.
Yeah, I guess that's it. Like, he's a gangster rapper, not a rapper gangster. Yeah,
exactly. And I think that might have kept him from going as far as... Because he could still be on the radio's top 40. Mm-hmm. Like, The Game has...
Every single...
Like, I've heard music from him that he just released that it could be on the top 40. Mm-hmm. It's not...
Well, I mean, his last album, he's got, like, Ed Sheeran... Like, he took it a direction for his last album that people don't do.
Pushing it. It's the money.
Yeah. I think, he's got the lawsuit. He owes like $70 million or $7 million or whatever to Priscilla Rainey or whatever her name is. What? So, yeah. He's might have to end up going bankrupt.
That might be what it is. Well, you hurry up.
Yeah.
The more you go through the course, the more money they take, he might as well bankrupt. Well, it kind of started off as like a hobby, and I started getting recognized by other artists. I just started flowing with it.
And just seems like you're real choppy with it. Seems like you know, you concentrate on it for a while, and then you're like,
yeah,
you come back down to earth, then you heat back up, and then you come back down to earth. Definitely. So, but it works for you.
Yeah,
some people it does, some people don't. But you have the motivation that can turn on and off. It seems like. Do you think that's fair to say?
Yeah.
So why did you go through, like, I don't know if you did it on everything, but on SoundCloud you went through and then you only kept two songs and you deleted the rest.
Yeah, you purged a lot of the old stuff.
I wanted to start from scratch.
You wanted to change your, not so your image, but your musical, your musical image.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, the Hubris song that you kept is pretty good. I like it.
I know.
The other one.
I know. That's why you think you kept it. If it was trash, it wouldn't be on there.
Well, the other one was when you came down to record with me and I
which one was it?
It sounds muddy to me and I don't like it now.
Which one was it?
Save Yourself.
Oh, see, I like that. I like
Save Yourself and shit.
I liked it.
That's him. Like, in a song.
That's who you
like
are.
I feel like that's your single. I feel like if you were to reboot that, bro, that shit would, I told you, master it. Get it?
Yeah.
Visualize. Market that, bro. Like, because not a lot of people heard that. Like, so, like, we might have heard it, you know what I mean?
Around here. Like, your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
They all heard it.
But they would appreciate it if you dropped a music video. You think they'd be mad? Ask me right now. Would you be mad if Wesley himself dropped a music video for Save It? No. They fuck it. About time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like.
I think you have respect that, like, it's hard to get almost. Because, I mean, we were doing it pretty much at the same time when we were dropping music. And it's like, you know. Started off with, it's like, oh, you know, we didn't have respect. You know, everybody just joked, oh, you're trying to be black, you're trying to be a rapper. Oh, you're going to be like rap music. And I think eventually once more people sat down and listened, I think we got the respect.
Because they realized it's real.
You know, it's more than just talking, because I think they assume, you hear the word rapper, it's a dirty word around here. They think drugs, money, all that type of stuff.
That's how rappers personify themselves nowadays. If you're a rapper, you gotta be blinging. You have to be flashy, outlandish, kind of disrespectful to females. Like,
In
a sense. And it's
that's not, it don't need to be like that.
Yeah. You know, in high school, there was two people, or there was like people that would do what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you fucking making music, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, obviously, I never made music. I was Cole Kidder.
Okay.
But, anyway, that fucking dick rider. You know who I'm talking about, don't you? He shared the shit on Facebook.
No,
and he's the biggest fucking dick rider now. Ain't
all right,
that guy fucking pisses me off.
No, you're overreacting. You take somebody joking with you in high school, and you hold a grudge for them for 5 years.
No, he fucking pisses me off.
The point is, I know who you're talking about. I don't agree with your point of view.
He knows who I'm talking about, too, because he fucking did the same thing to him.
Sip tea.
Well, he never did it to me. So
you never had classes with him. I did.
No, he doesn't. He has no clue the fuck you're talking about. We'll talk about it off camera.
I know. I will bleep it out.
Oh.
That guy fucking pisses me off.
Beep that out. But, Brad, do you agree with his assessment? I don't. He never said anything to me.
Fucking dick ride. No, he'd be
like, I don't really care as long as they're listening. You know?
Well, that's a good point.
No. Okay, so you go on to like YouTube or something like that, and you're like looking at the comments, you're looking at like who's subscribing and stuff. He's fucking listening to all the shit on YouTube. He was listening to all that stuff, and I go to school, and he's like, you're a fucking faggot, dude. And I'm like, you're fucking listening to the shit. And like, it was pissing me off then, because I fucking knew that. I'm like, you're listening to the shit. And now he shares the shit on Facebook.
You don't make music anymore. Why do you give a fuck?
Well, no, it's just other things that I'm...
Good! That
isn't good. He pisses me off. That's
never a negative thing.
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
Except when it comes to that guy.
Nope.
For you. He can share anything I do.
Everything. Like, as long as they talk about you. Haters... Are you fans too?
I'm gonna point this out.
I like haters, but him individually.
Oh, you just don't like fake ass fucks. He's not really a hater. He's a perpetrator.
Yeah. He's not, but to Brian, he is.
Well, technically, in a sense, he would be. Like, well, he's a bandwagon.
And he did the same shit to you. He just might not have done it to your face.
No,
because he did it when I was in class with him.
He's a clout chaser.
Yeah, told you.
He's a clout chaser. Yeah.
Rap clout. I'm just going to point something out here. There's three people in this room who graduated at the same time, same year, right? Nao's not one of them, if you can't do the math.
You didn't graduate?
There's three people in this room who should have graduated at the same time.
Wait, did you actually not graduate?
No.
Now,
I got transferred and then to my Christian school.
Never went to school.
Oh, God.
I just said, fuck
this. Never go to Christian school.
Why did you go to Christian school?
Because I was tired of Preston, man.
Let me finish.
But you're almost done.
Boy, I said let me finish.
I slacked off too much in the beginning, and now I was in classes with all these little kids.
I can count on two hands how many times I saw Brad senior year.
Damn.
Dude wasn't coming to school, Brian.
Okay.
But only one of us was voted most musically inclined. And I'm not going to say who it is, but it wasn't Brian or Brad. So
I think that was a joke.
I don't care. People were mad about it because they didn't get it. So I got it. I won.
Voted class clown.
Hey, if there's a motherfucking trophy, I want it. If there's a first place to be had, I want it. If there's a manager position to be had, I want it. If there's some shit to be earned, I'm going to earn it. And I earned that motherfucker, whether you think I did or not. So fuck all you guys. If you think it was a joke, fuck you.
The most loner or some shit.
Well, didn't you get prettiest eyes? For guys? I'm pretty sure you got that.
Brandon, that's some gay shit. What the fuck are you talking about?
I voted for him. On the real, I did. Motherfucker, I had to vote for somebody. If I vote for somebody who's not my friend, it's kind of gay. So I had to vote for somebody I knew.
I guess he's right.
I don't know him, but he got some cute ass eyes. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Like, why is this in the yearbook?
Man, you're supposed to support it. You know he's supposed to support
it. Man, fuck, did you vote for me for Musically Inclined?
I didn't vote.
Did you? Oh, you were fucking there. How the fuck you were no, maybe I nominated you, but you are not enrolled there anymore. Maybe that's why you didn't win. I guess if you don't go to that school, you probably shouldn't win the award.
Technically.
Yeah, true
that. I think you were still on the ballot. Maybe they fucking forgot because people were voting for you.
He showed up just for the vote.
Yeah, he just, I fucking went. Like
he said, I lost, I'm not going.
Yeah, something else I'm angry about. I don't know about you guys. Hey, when you went to high school, did you have talent shows?
Yeah.
We didn't. We really? Never had a talent show. The year after we graduated, motherfuckers had a talent show.
What?
Ain't got no talent left in the whole school. All talent didn't graduate.
Through the entire, like...
We were there 4 years.
No, I'm talking about from first grade to fucking 12th grade. No talent shows.
Yeah, I think they kind of, like, made it, like... It wasn't mandatory, but you could get out of school for it.
No.
Get out of class for it type shit.
Well, like, I don't know if it was after school or not, maybe, but, like...
No, ours was, like, you could do practice. Like, it was, like, whole class.
Oh, and really?
Where you just practice for your talent
like,
show.
Oh, kind of like a theater class.
Yeah. Oh, I did drum, bruh. Oh, man. My second year, seventh grade, second time I had to do it, I fucking did drama, bruh.
Really?
Yeah.
I took drama. Didn't you
I
take
like
drama?
Drama, dude.
You did?
I think that might have been when I first realized I could rap. Like, computer. Like, I
was performing
shit. Because performing
like business.
You did what?
I took, like, business class and shit.
Okay.
See, I took
that's
drama.
Probably why you
drink beer. Well, I took drama. I took drama. I took business. I took computer. I took food service. I took fucking everything.
I took food service because it was free food.
Why not?
In class. And I took, I did band. I learned
really?
How to play the baritone.
Oh, I took, we both signed up for it, but Brian didn't have good enough grades. We got, Was it music theory?
Yeah.
Music appreciation?
No,
I think it was music theory. Music theory. And like they taught me like the keys and like the scale, the four scale.
I can't read music.
I might not be able to now, but I was a piano playing pretending motherfucker back in high school.
Beethoven the
13th. They had these boards where you could play one. I'd fucking play a whole thing. I'd just start fucking hitting keys. And nobody knew the fucking difference.
It sounds good.
That's how I got the award, Brad. You should have tried it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fuck it.
No, I probably could play. I probably could play like a guitar too.
I think a piano would be easier for me.
As off of ear though.
Well, they had the keys written out like in Sharpie, so I could look at it. Oh, here's A, here's F, here's all this shit.
That's
so now I just gotta.
No, you gotta do it off.
No,
ear,
I can't.
Bro.
No, fuck all that. I ain't about to memorize this whole keyboard. I got taxes and shit to do. I ain't got time for that.
It helps you when you're not trying to learn the keys.
No, I guess you're right.
Learning keys for recording, singing, all that.
You know, since you're talking about like high school and shit, do you remember when I think it was like freshman year, sophomore year, you went around asking people for heat? Like you're like
Miami?
No, you're asking for a fucking hand, like a gun that wasn't a shotgun because your friend wanted to kill somebody. You remember that rapper friend that you had?
Yeah.
And then you went around and you're like, dude, I need some heat. I need some fucking steel, dude. Does your dad still have that gun cabinet? Do you think he'd let me borrow a gun? It's like you want it so some
bro, you're full of
somebody
shit.
That you don't even you talk to can go fucking kill somebody.
You over exaggerate something.
That's exactly what
you
happened.
Are over exaggerating. You over exaggerating.
Brandon, you were freaking out about it and got mad at everybody that said they weren't going to give you a gun.
All right, see, you do something called lying out your fucking ass.
All right, so tell the story. If that's not what happened,
he's passed away. He got shot and died. He moved back to where he was from, Cleveland or Ohio, Akron, some shit, and he was murdered at a club. It was a big deal. I think they shut the club down because of it. But he had connections in Morgantown. He's kind of like you, yeah. Like, he had connections.
Okay.
And one of his friends had been shot and was in the hospital.
Go figure.
And, like, his response was he wanted a gun to go handle that business. Now, of course, violence only leads to violence. Death only leads to death. Injury leads to injury. So his part about that, you're taking one conversation me and you might have had.
No, you went around.
That wasn't me. That was my friend.
No, you went around to everybody asking for
a
gun.
You skank king motherfucker. Quit dry snitching.
Skank.
All right. It actually happened.
You're lying.
So, I mean, like, you guys can believe whoever you want to believe, but... Did he ask you for a gun?
Your Uncle Brandon wouldn't lie to you.
You probably weren't even in school, so I don't even know why the fuck I'm asking you.
No, you said freshman year. Brad was there.
Oh, yeah, that was probably football.
Every day.
Did we talk to... He was in our links from freshman year.
Yeah, up to like end of sophomore year was when I started, like, when I quit football.
Yeah. Because didn't you almost get into a couple fights because of the football team?
You're the one. The one lying.
Bitch, shut up. I'm asking a question, not accusing. I thought I might be wrong because I'm not you, but I don't trust your memory 100% either. So let's get that out there. But if I recall, you had gotten to some altercations with other players on the football team.
No. I just quit because the coach was fucking.
You were a team player.
Well, he was an asshole. I hate that motherfucker.
Yeah, and I wasn't really feeling it. He like drained all the motivation out of me, pretty much.
Because I didn't mean as the reason you quit. I just thought I'd remember you having some altercations. Maybe not.
I thought that you took business classes with the football coach, right?
The statistic. Coach.
Oh, okay.
That was a different. See, this is why I don't trust him.
Business and management or marketing.
Yeah. See, to him, everything he says is right, but not always. Right.
It's my life, bro.
Yeah, you're trying to tell Brad what classes he took. No, you didn't.
All right. So I guess I'll ask Ayo first. Do you do any sort of marketing for your music? And do you do that yourself?
All right. One sec. Let me point this out. You've already cleared the fact that you do your own marketing.
Yep.
Yet Brian
wasn't on the podcast.
Yet Brian still has
to ask.
It
wasn't on the podcast. It was before that.
It don't matter. No, because you're reading directly off what you wrote down last night. So that's why you're asking him that question in that way.
Okay. I'm going to break it down. I'm a brand ambassador for Wisdom Court. I do promote. I have a promoter overseas. His name is Alpo. He is my producer, kind of like my second in command. But he was just in Dubai, you know what I mean, marketing at certain clubs and stuff like that, just getting the music exposure. He has some artists over there he works with. One's Pope. Shout out to Pope. Got a female artist. Can't remember her name. Sorry. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, he goes to the Philippines. He got, you know what I mean, a couple places over there. So, more or less, yeah, I do my own marketing, but I don't do a lot of a marketing in America.
You're the brand manager, but you have people helping you. It's not you.
You
can't do it on your own.
Yeah, you have to team up because you can't hit all those places at once. You want to be able to have a mass presence all at once, which is like an omnipresence. And to do that, you have to have people who have influence in
different
areas.
They have to have your back. You have to have friends.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. Because if they don't like you, why would they market you?
Yeah, they're not going to give you your best word. They're not going to make you look your best when, you know, presenting you. Because, like, my brand is, like, I push the, like, happy influence, of course. Like, my goal is to make everybody smile with my music. Like, I'm not trying to have people think about money. I just want people to smile. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day...
Or at least know that they're not alone.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? A smile can make you feel whole sometimes.
Like, that make your day.
People can't do it a lot. So, like I want them to be able to relate, of course. But at the end of the day, I want people to feel joy from it. Like, I'm an action rapper. I'm not a gangster rapper. I don't rap about drugs and shit like that. I don't have it, unless I'm doing them type shit. Yeah, I might... Like, if someone's... You know what I mean? But... My music isn't about...
It's not meant to promote.
Yeah, I don't promote selling drugs. And I promote growth through struggle from transgression and coming from any type of struggle. It can be the slums, it can be whatever you want to call it, trailer trash. Like, mm. I mean, like everyone, like I said, everyone has a struggle. Like, we're not one percenters. We're all
we're poor.
Yeah, we're all endangered, bro.
Compared to the rich, we're all poor.
Yeah, we came here in their rat race to try to keep up with them, and they make sure that we don't keep up. So
that reminds me of a question I wanted to ask you. I watched your music video for, I think it was Hop Out.
Featuring TK Blackstar.
I wasn't sure what to go into the music video because I've heard your music before, so I had kind of an idea with that.
Oh, it's different. No,
I didn't know what to go into the music video expecting. And as I first, it starts out with like a news broadcast or whatever saying like West Virginia rapper TK Blockstar on the run. I was like, all right, you know, I never heard of TK Blockstar, so I was like, all right, well, we'll see where this goes. And then I see this man put like a diss track that he had cut holes in over his face, rubber gloves for dishwashing on his hands.
Hey, look,
he walks out with a cape
on.
That's
judge
like a
superhero
sheet.
For what he wear. Trust a superhero for what he do. You feel me?
I'm
a superhero in a rap game. That's my character. Like,
the Captain Marvel.
Yeah, that bro. Type. Like, I'm here to bring some of that positive hype that ain't gotta be like beat a motherfucker up, rob a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Because basically, that's what if you hype, you usually talking about disrespecting somebody, taking somebody bitch. It always has to be disrespectful. Like, it never can just be like get lit with me. Like I said. Cause like that's what I do. Like hop out. Like what's up? What you doing today? I think it's the act of fool, but I ain't never had no chill. Like you know what I mean? I'm just having a good time, bro. Like and that's the whole music video is about bringing back some good energy.
Instead of you know the gang banging and the drugs down, it's like hey, you know we don't have to be doing this stuff. Like we can chase it out.
Like even if we, even in the shootout, we did silly string.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I don't think I caught that part.
Yeah, at the end we did silly string and shit. Like. So the kids, like, I have a lot of kids dancing to this joint because, like...
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's not derogatory.
Yeah, the kids got the point. My daughter, all the kids out here, they got the point.
They'll just listen to something and they can hear it. And they see it for what it is. Like, we try to dive too deep into stuff sometimes.
Yeah, we try to get to, like, I get it. Some people try to understand the person, like, from the music or, like, what his true testimony is. But you know how many real rappers that's in the game that's giving their true testimony in their music?
Well, and that's the thing, like...
Rare.
If they're going to do it, they're going to do it.
If they're not...
Like, if they're not, then listen to the music for what it is.
Yeah.
Like, I think at some point...
To take words.
They
too
think
literal.
Everybody is telling a the lyrical truth. Genius, and is there's deeper meanings behind everything. Yeah. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes you say a line.
It's I got some bars to it. They got some bars like you know what I mean. I'm a king like you know what I mean. Hey yo, I'm a king. Hold on a sec. What the hell? Hold on a sec. I forgot what I said on the joint. That's horrible.
But like, I think everybody has the lines where it's like, you know, you can flip it, you can look at it three ways, you know.
Well, it has some bars to it. I just can't break them down. Like, I'm just zooted. I'm sorry, I am a little zooted. But yeah, I mean, like, I had some lines that basically personify like Michael Jackson. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like
your inspiration.
Like I got
that type of stuff.
You know what I mean? The Guillotine, I got Billie Jean. I'm mad. I can't remember. I can't remember my own bars.
Hey, here's a fun thing.
Stoner moments.
Hey, yo, it seems like you might have to be excluded from this one because you can't remember one.
Oh, my God.
What is the favorite line you've ever written? Your favorite, just one or two lines that you've ever written that just stick in your head is like, that was a good-ass line. Like, damn, I wrote that shit.
Oh, I had, I just set up an operation that you had to enter through the back door. Perpetrators take the trap door. The other few, I leave a mat for. Basically breaking down like, yeah, man, I'm going to give the real ones the blueprint.
Uh-huh.
The fake ones going to get the fake shit. They going to get the trap door. And then the lost souls, you know what I mean? I'm going to give you a chance.
Well, and like you might not admit it, but you can break it up for like the trap door, the trap, the fake ones.
Right,
if you're fake, you're going to stay in it. If you're real, you're going to get out.
Right,
yeah. What about you, Brad? Every line is just is an enigma.
Like, I try to keep all my shit on the same level, you know? Like, if it's corny, I'll throw it away, start over, you know?
So you don't have
I think it's corny, you know?
Right, so you don't have one that, like, you. Anytime somebody asks, you can just recite. Like, Ayo just had it. He's just like, I know it.
Look, this is the line from Hop Out. Ayo, a king with a guillotine. Step on your feelings like Billie Jean. I ain't the one. So when I said, Ayo, I'm a king with a guillotine, you know what I mean? Like Napoleon. I said, I step on your feelings like Billie Jean. You know, Michael Jackson was like, Billie Jean is not my lover. He hurt her feelings saying that. Yeah. So, hey, yo, I'm a king with the Gillis and step on your feelings like Billie Jean. I ain't the one basically saying, I'm not the one from, I mean, the Michael Jackson song, but basically hurting that chick feeling. So, yeah. But that was one of, that's one, I can't remember that. I done did this song so many times.
Do you have one? Well, you got
yeah,
plenty.
Yeah, I got a lot of them. Like,
say one.
Kiss her on the cheeks and unfucked her mom.
Huh?
Deep. That's conscious.
Yeah. You can look into that. As
do you have any other ones? I know you stole a lot of them from Tyga, it seems like.
Yeah, what was that one that I stole from Mac Miller?
I don't remember that one.
Face of comedy like my last name, Griffin.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a corny motherfucker, but he knows it. He owns it. Oh, shit.
Hey,
my cool bad. Kidder. He owns it. He knows it.
As long cool as you own it, that's all. Yeah,
he don't give a fuck. All right, mine, I don't remember. Okay,
first off, let me just say, this motherfucker can sit there, 5 minutes, write an entire song. And then he expects me to be ready. And I'm like, dude, I ain't got shit written. So then I have to try to hurry up and...
Sometimes like, you just got to get with it. That's the
grind.
Yeah, that's the grind.
You want me to write a song?
I've been in a situation. I've been driving writing. Was I not?
Yeah, you just on the way in. You just start to get
in. He's writing while he's fucking standing.
Yeah, bro. Like, you can't stop yourself from having the views.
If you got it, you got it.
Inspiration is everywhere.
I think mine, there's a couple of them, because I don't remember most of my music. I listen to it, and I'm like, who the fuck is this? And then it's like, oh, yeah, I wrote that. But at the time, Rajon Rondo was on the Sacramento Kings on like a 1-year deal. And I forget the setup bar, but the end of it was, I'll have to put a 9 to a King's head like I'm Rondo. Okay. Rondo's on the Kings. He wore number 9. Yeah, that's cool. You got it, you know. But there's always more, like you say, like there's always more lines that like you read it and you're like, I wrote that. Yeah. Like it's about lines you can be proud of. And every, like you some said, shit, every line.
Some shit I go through like my old computer and shit.
This
like,
shit is trash.
Like, fuck did that.
Nah, we need to. Yeah. We're gonna be working on some shit. Be ready for the AOSM stuff. So.
Fucking
beat. I already got it. We're already working on it. That's what I was doing when I was driving.
I know.
You know what I mean? We're gonna put this shit. I did Suicide the same way. I just dropped the music video of Suicide. Mm-hmm. I wrote that the whole way up to Fairmont. Like, my man.
As you're driving? Are you using voice text?
I'm using how Drake do it.
The Blackberry.
Right on the, bro. Like, straight up. Like, if it's a hit in my head, I can't let it go. Yeah. And if we're about to go record, I might just want to record that right in there. So, like,
it's better to write it down and not use it than forget it and then think that could have been the top hit of 2020.
You can regret it. Yeah, you can regret it. So all these artists out here that they have music that they feel like they should be recording, go record it. Go record it.
Even if you don't release it, get it out of your system.
If you need a studio, hit me up. AOK Classic. I mean, that be AO on 22 on Twitter, KFuego on Instagram. Just add me. Hit these gentlemen up. We got Brandon, we got Brian. I don't know if you're still recording, but
I'm halfway. If with him, he's like, man, let's record some shit. We do it, and he's like, man, I ain't editing it, so forget it.
Well, if you don't edit, we still, like I said, I got some people that master some shit, like, just so people can get stuff on wax, like,
just to have
people need to have that outlet.
Artistic expression.
People don't have it. Some people aren't tech savvy enough to turn on a computer.
Well, yeah, you got that. You look at like Scarface and like Method Man. Like, I don't see them as like,
they were tape deck rappers.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Yeah. They probably never even seen a computer until like the 2000s.
Yeah, they had no reason to.
Nah, that's not how we were recording back then.
I want to bring this up. Completely disregarded if we don't end up doing it, but me and Brandon had an idea, like, let's record an album beginning to finish and document the entire thing, like do an entire video series to release.
I think that'd be really interesting.
And we were thinking a lot really about how to do it, because it'd be extremely easy, like you just have somebody that has a camera that's like always with you, but one, you don't know when you're going to do the shit, so then you're going to have to like get the guy to come over and stuff like that. And then like if I were to just do it, then I'd be trying to like multitask constantly, like, all right, I got to edit this, gotta get it recorded.
Have a set deadline.
Yeah.
No matter what, yeah. How comfortable your lax you want to be, you always want to have that set
deadline. Yeah, no, when I need to get in gear and have it.
Yeah, have certain points of time where you need to have certain things done.
Set goals. How, yeah. Goals for a bigger goal.
That's how you handle things. That's how any team handles things. Set a goal, checklist.
You were worried about like, it's just going to be boring. Like, there's nothing to record. But like, we sat here for like an hour talking about stuff that's probably better than what made it onto the podcast.
Yeah, the shooting shit.
Talk about that shit.
Well, I didn't mean your story. Not that part. I meant before we recorded.
All right, we're going to the audio-only version of the podcast for the people that don't like to listen. Or that don't like to watch the videos on YouTube, because more people need to go to YouTube because the videos take forever to fucking edit. So go to the videos. Anyway.
Well, I mean, isn't it
we'll see you video listeners.
Just make it a black screen week. And just keep playing it.
Or the week after next. Do you shout out your socials?
Oh, yeah. Check me out. Kid Fuego. 2 D's, 2 O's on Instagram. That be AO22 on Twitter. If you, I don't really fuck with Twitter. Find me on Facebook. AO Kid Classic. Yeah, I mean. Hit me, find me on YouTube, all that shit. New releases, Not Enough, featuring Kid Kong. Amzilla, she released Independent Rebel. Check it out.
Brian?
Wesley himself on SoundCloud.
Do you have any other YouTube. Social media? Do you have YouTube
I got
now?
YouTube, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What but is I got no videos on there, just like...
What are you talking about? You raggedy motherfucker. Yeah, follow me on YouTube. Ain't a motherfucking video on.
I'm working on Safe too.
We're working on a video. We'll be back.
We thank you guys for watching today, and we will see you either next week or the week after next on Friday.
At some point, come back, dirty bitches.
I'm going to convince him to smoke weed on camera.
Can't do that. Too many kids listen.
Yeah, all for now.
Oh, fuck.
All right.
Thank you guys for watching. Peace.